This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, what we've been talking about, again, friends, over the last 3 days concerning, you know, the narrative that the state-controlled media is attempting to set in stone runs in the face of eyewitness accounts. And again, friends, the stupidest thing they could have done is exactly what they're doing. They're telling you the truth in their confusion. They're telling you who's responsible, as well as telling you, friends, what the objective is, because the objective is what their end aim is. And that's the political motive, friends, to allow these things to take place so they can go out there and reach and grab for the guns. The stupidest thing they could do, they've done. In the face of someone shooting at hundreds, perhaps thousands of people and allegedly killing 59 people, they want to take away your guns. Now, let's just think about that. They want gun control. Now, why would they want gun control? Because they want the control. We did a show on this last week. But folks, we found that the timeline of the Las Vegas shooter continues to change. We found that incredible forensic acoustic analysis demonstrates a second shooter in Las Vegas. Folks, if you watch videos, do a little homework. Go out there, start watching some of these videos that are still out there. If they've not been pulled by YouTube yet, you've got to ask the question why they're doing that. Well, they're giving cover to the conspirators. But also keep in mind, friends, when you're watching these videos, there's no doubt in anybody's normal mind as to a second shooter. You can clearly hear a second shooter. There's video out there as a possible shooter on the ground. If you haven't seen that video, Las Vegas police report. I listened to the radio. I played it for you on the radio here. The police were reporting multiple shooters, one on the 29th floor. There's another report of a 30th floor shooter, a 32nd floor shooter, and eyewitnesses claim that there was a fourth floor shooter or a lower level shooter as well. And of course, we played the video, which was for me a video, but audio to you, on Michael Savage's show, where there was a woman that was an eyewitness as to what took place there. And she had several reporters requesting time with her. And she said, I don't know how the media is finding me. Interesting. Michael Savage asked the question to her, have you been interviewed by other reporters there in Las Vegas? And she said, yes, I have. And that's when she said, I don't know how they're finding me. And then he asked, have you shared with her or them your eyewitness accounts? And she said, they have not asked any questions. Of course, because it doesn't fit the narrative. Again, with the Vegas survivor says she heard multiple shooters. Interestingly enough, friends, did you see the video where the media is reporting the damage that's done by an AR-15 when shooting at a watermelon? But the gun happens to be a shotgun. See, they're trying to revise definitions as to what these guns are really about. I've also seen videos, friends, that they lined up with the shooting that took place allegedly there in Las Vegas, and they were trying to call it a certain weapon when in fact the video exposes it to be the opposite of what they claimed that it was. And then we had, friends, interestingly enough, what transpired, what came to the surface concerning the Las Vegas sheriff when he was doing his a declaration of the events that took place there in Las Vegas, allegedly. What was interesting about it is you could hear during this video, during these reporters asking the sheriff questions, it was interesting to note, you could clearly hear an FBI reporter to his right, stage right, tell him, don't go there. And the reporter was asking him a question about bombs in his car. Now, why would the FBI be dictating that press conference, friends? Again, we need to look at history to understand what's going on here. America, the stupidest thing they did was go for gun control. Again, just let me paint the picture. You're in Las Vegas. You're at a concert. Some guy starts to shoot you with an automatic weapon. During that time, you have politicians and others behind the scene calling for gun control. They want to disarm you in the face of the person that has an automatic weapon that's shooting multiple people, allegedly. That is the most telling thing that they could be sharing with you, America, as to who may be responsible for what's going on here. Because it meets their political ends. And what is it? They want gun control. And folks, furthermore, let me put this in a nutshell for you. The eyewitnesses run in the face of the Las Vegas shooters' media's narrative. They're attempting to set the narrative to fit the narrative that they had before the shooting even took place. Now, why is that, America? Now, I know that there's some out there that are so foolish as to say, Bradley, come on, are you a conspiracy theorist? Well, apparently you haven't been listening to the show over the last couple days, because we have been talking about conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. And I've also been sharing with you that patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Folks, Scripture tells us that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed. There's nothing hid that shall not be made known. What is told in, or what is spoken in the dark, will always come to the light. And it always does, America. See, the Bible also tells us that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Why? Because all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. You can't hide it from your Creator. And He promised in His mercy to bring it to the light. And in His mercy, folks, by bringing it to the light, He's expecting those that profess to love Him to bring forth the law and to bring about consequence, namely judgment, which guards our liberties. And this is where the American people are failing. They fail to keep justice and judgment, and that's what keeps these conspirators in business. Folks, when we come back on the other side, conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know. If you haven't heard this show, folks, we got about 15 more to go. Check it out. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, as well as my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And friends, if you would like to give us a call, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, and 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow me as I follow Christ. If I leave Christ, then leave me and turn the dial. Let's stick to the Word of God. God and the Constitution, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said the 7th President of the United States of America, Andrew Jackson, and how right on he is. Not was, is. Again, friends, what we've been doing is talking about conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. I want to go back a couple days, and forgive me if I say his last name wrong, but who is Leon Czolgosz? Who is Leon Czolgosz? Or who is Charles J. Guttow? Charles Gay Guttow. Couple questions for you. This is kind of the preface to the show today. Leon Czolgosz and Charles J. Guttow. Well, the answer is Leon Czolgosz was President McKinley's assassin. And Charles J. Guttow is President Garfield's assassin. Most people didn't know who these men were because at the time it was for the world to know the facts as to what took place concerning the assassination. Okay, these were two lone wolves that decided to take things into their own hands and commit the act of murder. Read 1 John 3:12 when you get a moment. Folks, there was no diversions, no media cover-ups. They were simple cases to solve, as it was reported to the eyewitness accounts. And again, it was easily solved. Now let me ask you this. What has history taught you about these guys? Who's John Wilkes Booth? Or who's Lee Harvey Oswald? It's interesting how the media took the time to make sure everybody believes their theory. Because we know who John Wilkes Booth is. He was the one that allegedly shot President Abraham Lincoln. There's conspiracy around the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. Okay, there's diversion around John Wilkes Booth in the assassination. Okay, John F. Kennedy's assassination, Lee Harvey Oswald, were told by the media their theory that Oswald, Lee Harvey Oswald, was responsible. In the face of eyewitnesses, they continuously pushed their theory down your throat, like it or not. They're still teaching young people today. And year after year, the new generations are raised up to believe by the media and their lies in the textbooks that John Wilkes Booth and Lee Harvey Oswald were responsible solely for the assassinations. But that flies in the face of the facts. And most people don't pull the curtain back to see it for what it is. Even during the time of the assassination of John F. Kennedy, folks, for those that didn't know, over 400 people died around the assassination. And those that saw the shooter on the grassy knoll were continuously demonized or just ignored. That's all they have to do is just ignore them. And continuously push their narrative down your throat. Now, what's interesting about that, when doing some homework on this today, because I know this is a fact, I'll just ask the average Joe, do you believe that Oswald killed Kennedy? Folks, 9 times out of 10, no. It was the government. It was a conspiracy. A Gallup poll, for what they're worth, taken in the United States, reveals that yesterday I shared with you about 82%. It's now down to 61%. And the 61% as of 2013 are those that are being raised up in public schools where they're being indoctrinated. That's why the numbers are going down. But if you even watch video during the time of the assassination, people were asked about the assassination right after. And people didn't believe, or they wanted to know why this guy would have did what he did, and how he did it was another question that came into this equation. But 61% of the American people still believe that JFK assassination was a conspiracy. While the establishment media is hard at work doing their best to keep the up-and-coming deceived into believing their contrived theories while covering for them that are committing the act of conspiracy. You need to think, America. You need to slow your roll and think about what you're being told. On a daily basis, I track people. A lot of grace. Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24, where I have a pink and a blue in my hand. And they're two little cards. One's bigger than the other one. And I say, what color is this? They say blue. And I say, what color is this one? They say pink. And if I hold the pink one in my left hand, it's bigger than the blue one. And I'll say, which one's bigger? They'll say the pink one. And then what I'll do is I'll switch them around real quick. It's not magic. It's just an illusion. I'll say, I thought you just said the pink one is bigger than the blue one. Which one's bigger now? They'll say the blue one. And at that point, they're kind of shocked that the blue one's bigger than the pink one. And then I put them together and they're both the same size. And I say the point is, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Pay attention to the details. And oftentimes I'll share that with them that you have to be careful with what the media is sharing with you today. And then what they do is they read the Ten Commandments to Christ, Galatians 3:24, on the pink and the blue. So I'm giving them a natural message to teach them what I'm teaching them in the spiritual. Because remember, Jesus taught that the natural mind receives not the things of the spirit because they're spiritually discerned. But when I do that little trick with them, it causes them to pause and to think about what's being told to them on a 24/7 basis. And it's interesting, over the last year, I've been paying attention to the answers that I've been getting from my brothers in a different paint job, black folks. And I'll say we have to be careful about what we're being told. You know what's interesting about that is I've not gotten one negative comment or one negative look or a look where someone wanted to kill me, looks that could kill, from a black individual. So you can see, again, the media is feeding the frenzy concerning the race card. They have their little group of people that they go around with cameras, stir up trouble, and then what they do is they smack someone in the face, and then what they do is they call them names, and then if someone dare respond to them, then they play the victim when in fact they're the perpetrators. That's what the media looks for. But I have not seen that from first-hand experience over the last year. And folks, I'm telling you, I talk to and I see a lot of people. But let's go back to this. Because what we're seeing today is the facts run in the face of the Las Vegas shooters narrative that's given to you by the state-controlled media. They're just ignoring the facts. They don't want you to have the fact. But when they called for gun control, that should have told you who the guilty party is right then and there. Conspiracy, defined Webster's 1828. A combination of men for an evil purpose, an agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert. Now, it's interesting. And one of the things that I shared with you concerning what's going on there, how the narrative in Las Vegas and the alleged shooter that the media is trying to give you is running in stark contrast to eyewitness accounts, if they're even asked. And they're trying to suppress all eyewitness accounts. Why? And this is why YouTube is actually deleting or censoring videos, because they don't want you to ask questions. And to prove my point, I just shared with you a couple moments ago, friends, how the sheriff in Las Vegas, when he was giving his press conference, you can go online and you can actually hear the FBI agent, why he's up there dictating the sheriff, nobody knows. But again, the writing's on the wall. But he says, don't go there, when a reporter asked the sheriff about a bomb in his car. Why would he be dictating? Why would the media be giving you or trying to subject you to an illusion that a shotgun is an AR? Because they've been at work for a long time attempting to revise everything, America. They want you to believe the lie. They want you to put darkness for light. They want to put the lie for the truth, Isaiah 5:20. And this is where they want you to go so they can have absolute control over you. Okay? We're going to come right back to this, folks, and we're going to continue on concerning the conspiracy theories that just happen to be true. And time does tell, but folks, we have enough facts in front of us right now to expose the conspirators. So let's get to it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is 3 flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP Ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. Ends 10/14/17. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing more than just a rate. Does calling the company with 11 J.D. Power Awards for client service matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative technology, matter? If working with America's number one online lender matters to you, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Wow, folks, the facts run in the face of the narrative that the media is setting in Las Vegas. And what they're doing is adjusting and readjusting, omitting and adding at will to fit the media's narrative. And the end aim? Gun control. And interestingly enough, folks, the NRA is right on board. We need to start asking some serious questions here. And by the way, the NRA has a history of incrementally compromising away your God-given rights. And yet I cannot tell. It fails me to recollect the number of times and emails that I've seen from the NRA using fear, of course, to raise money because they have to stop some legislation where there's an attempt to disarm the American people. Yet they're the ones to incrementally give up your rights. Pay attention, America. This is politics. And it's interesting for those that say, well, you know, I just don't get involved in politics. Let me ask you the question, do you live politics? Well, then you better start getting involved. But compromise, as you well know, are two men agreeing on what they both know is wrong. Let's get back over to conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. Yesterday we spent some time on the Dreyfus affair. You were told by the media that it was a theory when in fact it turned out to be a conspiracy. The same thing with the mafia. It was supposed to be in the minds of the people as being fictitious. Folks, if you want to see organized crime now, just look to the CIA and in many ways the FBI. MK Ultra, you were told that was a theory. Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA has paid a well-known number, as a matter of fact, 400 people that we know of, domestic and foreign journalists from big-name media outlets like Time, Washington Post, New York Times, CBS, and others to publish CIA propaganda. And we found out that to be a fact because those from within inside of the CIA came out and told the American people that, in fact, it was not a theory. It was, in fact, a conspiracy. The Manhattan Project, we were told, was a theory, which turned out to be none other than what we're exposing today. Conspiracy. Folks, conspiracies breed when you depart from the living God, just so you know. Because when you stick to the word, you won't tolerate the crime of conspirators. We were told asbestos was a theory, which in fact turned out to be a conspiracy. Watergate was a theory, by the way, for those that did not know, that was a pedophile cover-up. Also, the Tuskegee syphilis study was a theory, the media said, when in fact it turned out to be in fact a conspiracy. Operation Northwoods, just think about this one. Let me detail this one for a moment. In the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro from power. So they had to incite the American people by actually creating their own political opposition. Okay, the plans included committing acts of terrorism in the United States only to blame on Fidel Castro, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers only to blame on a political opposition or opponent, blowing up a U.S. ship, assassinating Cuban immigrants, sinking boats of Cuban refugees, hijacking planes, so on and so forth. The plans were all approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but were reportedly rejected by civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. Why nearly 40 years? Because then they're dead. But who covered for them? The media did. Operation Northwoods is, in fact, a factual op, America. But you were told it was a theory. Now it's out there for everybody to see. Now, if you take back from the 1960s what they agreed to do, take that to September 11, 2001. And when you look at the end of September 2011, I've shared with this, I shared with you on the radio several times, America. The bureaucracies have been created and they've been leveled at Americans, not at foreigners. Okay, and you can go ahead and look at the 72 definitions of a terrorist according to the mind of the DHS, which was established after September 11th. But don't forget about Adolf Hitler. When he attacked his own Reichstag, he also established something called Fatherland Security. And it took him 6 years to destroy the German Constitution. In 1990, testimony of Nayara. You were told it was just a theory by the media. It was, in fact, a conspiracy. Counterintelligence programs against activities in the 1960s. You'll find the FBI was behind them. You'll find that the CIA was behind them. So, folks, when you hear of provocateurs being sent into peaceful marches today, keep in mind who's doing this a good majority of the time. And you're paying for it. The Iran-Contra affair. Don't forget about the drug running and the murder of Barry Seal. The orders were given, we're told, through a documentary called Cocaine Cowboys by none other than Oliver North. But you know him as an honorable military man in the United States of America. Wake up, America. They love to honor themselves. Let me tell you. And that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Yet everywhere you go in the United States, it has a name of one of those higher-ups in the government, or it's named after a president, or some honorable man according to the wisdom of the fallen world. The Iran-Contra affair, a lot of drug dealing in there, that was completely blacked out concerning what took place in 1987. They were actually selling drugs and using the money to arm our enemies, creating war. CIA drug running in Los Angeles. You should watch some of this footage, friends. The cops actually get in there and start calling them out for who they are. But again, you were told, and I was ending the show yesterday with this, as a matter of fact, but you were told that it was just a theory. Pulitzer Prize award-winning journalist Gary Webb, who apparently shot himself with a shotgun twice to the head in America, you bought it, because if you didn't buy it, then why did you settle for what they told you? Gary Webb exposed alongside the LAPD narcotics officer turned whistleblower and author Michael Rupert, CIA contract pilot Terry Reed, and many others. In 1996, the San Jose Mercury News published Web Dark Alliance, a 20,000-word, three-part investigative series which alleged that Nicaraguan drug traffickers had sold and distributed crack cocaine in Los Angeles during the 1980s. By the way, go get the video, Cocaine Cowboys. It's a documentary. Those that were a part of the game. And you will see Barry Seal with live footage transporting cocaine from these Colombia. And he has their military and the higher-ups in their government helping load up the plane. And it's interesting how you never hear about the governments that are a part of drug running, when in fact, friends, that's all you have to do here in America is go online. As a matter of fact, I'm going to do it right now for you so I can give it to you. CIA plane with cocaine hits mountain. Okay? If you'd like to see for yourself, just punch in what I just got done telling you. And then go online. American CIA plane said to be moving prisoners crashed into Mexico with over 400 tons of cocaine. And this is April 25th, 2012 that I have in front of me right now. I knew an individual in North Minneapolis. Okay, so now I have a different account here. Here's another one, September 24th, 2007. There's 3.7 tons of cocaine on board. The CIA refused to comment and no arrests were made. But you can go online, you can see all the cocaine, you can see the airplane. Going back to North Minneapolis, he used to get all of his drugs from the FBI. Mexican FBI. Friends, who gains from the crime? Who gains from the crime? Okay, so just to set the record straight, I have another visual in front of me. CIA drug plane captured in Mexico with 3.7 tons of cocaine on board, which aligns itself with the last number that I gave you. Yep, there's another 3.7. And now what I'm going to do is just to confirm it. It's 4 tons, not 400. So someone got their numbers wrong. And see, that's how misinformation gets out there. So I just corrected that scenario. It is not 400 tons, it's 4 tons of cocaine. And I guess at that point and at this point, it doesn't matter how many tons. Even if there's a spoonful of cocaine on one of those planes, you might want to ask the question as to why it was there in the first place. Let's get back to what we were talking about. So we see that a book or a published article by Gary Webb, Dark Alliance, a 20,000-word, three-part investigative series, alleged that Nicaraguan drug traffickers had sold and distributed crack cocaine in Los Angeles during the 1980s, and that drug profits were used to fund the CIA-supported Nicaraguan Contras. That's what I just shared with you a couple moments ago. Webb never asserted that the CIA directly aided drug dealers to raise money for the Contras. But he did document that the CIA was aware of the cocaine transactions and the larger shipments of cocaine into the U.S. by the Contra personnel. Dark Alliance received national attention at the height of the interest. The web version of it on San Jose Mercury News website received 1.3 million hits a day. According to the Columbia Journalism Review, the series became the most talked about piece of journalism in 1996 and arguably the most famous, some would say infamous, set of articles of the decade. Now, also keep in mind, he's been assassinated. They told you that he shot himself in the head twice when he got home to his apartment with a shotgun. He did it. He shot himself in the head twice with a shotgun, America. And you're supposed to buy that. And it's also interesting to note that they began to demonize him as a theorist when this came out. Well, was it true, America? Let me ask you. Is it true? We're going to come back and we're going to talk about some more conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know. And by the way, when I'm talking about, again, the CIA and the FBI, we're talking about some bad apples in the group, right? There seems to be some bad apples in every group. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and it's our job, church, to right the wrongs. Let's get busy.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
ProPure Water Filters, most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit servi.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at servi.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about conspiracies that were exposed for conspiracies, but the media was covering for them as theories and demonizing anybody that dared speak out against the narrative that they were setting. I was just... again, when I say something to you, and I know what I'm talking about, I still want to validate, in many cases, what I'm telling you, because my enemies have done me a great service. And what they like to do is they like to try to say I said something, so I want to give it to you several different ways with several different references. I just went on CIA government drug running. Allegations of CIA drug trafficking came from Wikipedia. Listen, isn't it interesting how Wikipedia will put the truth in question, but the lie, an allegation. In other words, they put a question, you know, these are just allegations, but I'll tell you what, if anybody, like a preacher like me, says anything that exposes them, it's got to be true if it's about Bradley Dean, saith Wikipedia. And for those that did not know, I've had this clown personally come after me. And we had the DOJ under Ronald Reagan go after him. And it was great fun. But it was interesting. I must have shook him up enough to actually take the time to attack me. But even when you look at the Wikipedia on me, it's interesting how everything that's in question, folks, what they accuse you of, you're not guilty of. And it's usually what they don't accuse you of is what you're guilty of. And I'll tell you what, this ministry crosses its T's and dots its I's when it comes to accountability for that very purpose. And we thank our enemies for that. In saying that, going back to this, I punched in CIA government drug running. The New American pops up. CIA manages drug trade, Mexican officials say. Humans are free. Overwhelming evidence that the CIA is smuggling drugs. Michael Rupert, CIA and drug running, 1997. Watch the video, friends. It's coming directly from the inside. Ron Paul said the CIA runs everything. Remember all the drug running under Clinton in MENA, Arkansas? Pretty crazy stuff, friends. But don't sit there and act like it's coming from a bunch of thugs who are in power controlling everything from the top to the bottom. No, they're not. And let me just even set that record straight. And I know that there's people that like to think that they're in complete control. They're not in control. They're being used for the one that's in control, regardless if it's good or bad. Conspiracy. Oh, and by the way, his name is God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's your boss, like it or not. That's just the facts. Gulf of Tonkin never happened. This was debunked. You were told it did happen, when in fact it didn't happen. The Gulf of Tonkin incident is the name given to two separate incidents involving the Democratic Republic of Vietnam and the United States in the waters of the Gulf of Tonkin. On August 2, 1964, two American destroyers engaged three North Vietnamese torpedo boats, resulting in the sinking of one of the torpedo boats. This was also the single most important reason for the escalation of the Vietnam War, we're told. After Kennedy was assassinated, the Gulf of Tonkin gave the country the sweeping support for aggressive military action against the North Vietnamese. See how that works? They have to incite the people, incite the people. The outcome of the incident was the passage by Congress of the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution, which granted President Lyndon B. Johnson the authority to assist any Southeast Asian country whose government was considered to be jeopardized by communist aggression. In 2005, an internal National Security Agency historical study was declassified. It concluded that the USS Madox had engaged the North Vietnamese on August 2nd, but that there may not have been any North Vietnamese vessels present during the engagement of August 4th. The report stated it is not simply that there is a different story as to what happened, it is that no attack happened that night. In truth, Hanoi's Navy was engaged in nothing that night but the salvage of two boats damaged on August 2nd. In 1965, President Johnson commented privately, "For all I know, our Navy was shooting at whales out there." In 1981, Captain Herrick and journalist Robert Scheer re-examined Herrick's ship's log and determined that the first torpedo report from August 4th, which Herrick had maintained had occurred, the apparent ambush, was in fact unfounded. See, as they say, friends, the first casualty in every war is the truth. But the fact of the matter is the American people settled for 58,121 casualties because they didn't cross-check and hold accountable the guy that declared war. That is going to be the great wonder of the age. Why people of prospective countries allow their politicians, their representatives, to go to war with other countries. Learn the lesson now. Send them first. And if they're willing to go, then get behind them, but not until then. That's what our forefathers used to do. Now they just send your boys. Folks, it was unfounded. In 1995, retired Vietnamese Defense Minister Vo Nguyen Giap, meeting with former Secretary of Defense McNamara, oh, he's a good guy, categorically denied the Vietnamese gunboats had attacked American destroyers on August 4th while admitting to the attack on August 2nd. In the fall of 1999, retired seniors, here we go again, CIA engineer executive Eugene Poteet wrote that he was asked in early August 1964 to determine if the radar operator's report showed a real torpedo torpedo boat attack or an imagined one. In October of 2005, the New York Times reported that Robert J. Hancock, a historian for the U.S. National Security Agency, had concluded that the NSA deliberately, on purpose, distorted the intelligent reports that had passed on to policymaking regarding the August 4th, 1964 incident. He concluded that the motive was not political, but was probably to cover up honest intelligent error. Folks, come on. Honest intelligence errors? Are you kidding me? But again, folks, you weren't told this. And for you to question what you were told by corrupt politicians, you are a radical. You are a goon. You're a crazy man. Hey, America, it's time for you to start getting crazy then. When the media starts attacking, hey folks, you know who's good and who's bad. When the media says nothing about corrupt politicians, they're a part of the game. When they attack, you know, for the most part, friends, that they're not a part of the game. Because they're too busy trying to lie to you about who they are. And I'm talking about the people that they're demonizing. Talking about conspiracies that turned out to be, conspiracy theories that turned out to be conspiracies. The business plot. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on and on. The business plot. In 1933, a group of wealthy businessmen that allegedly included the heads of Chase Bank, GM, Goodyear, Standard Oil, the DuPont family, and Senator Prescott Bush, daddy to George Bush Sr., and grandpa to George Bush Jr., right? George W. Bush, who was also indicted for financing Hitler's war. I wanted you to know that. You can go online and find out what I'm talking about, because there's plenty of information affirming what I'm telling you and confirming what I'm telling you right now. They tried to recruit Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler to lead a military coup against President FDR and install a fascist dictator in the United States. Boy, that reminds me of a guy that tried to kill President Kennedy, or not Kennedy, I'm sorry, tried to kill President Reagan, Hinckley. Boy, who was the vice president during that time? His name was George Bush. Man, look at the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. For those that did not know, did you know that Hinckley, the individual responsible for attempting to kill President Reagan, did you know that he's been released by a federal judge? I believe this is 2 or 3 years ago now. He's been released, America. This is how far you are from obeying God. If justice guards our liberties, you are guilty for advancing crime, America. The individual that attempted to kill, by the way, there was ties between Hinckley Jr. and the Bushes, too, for those that did not know that. But what's interesting about this is John Hinckley Jr. was released in Virginia because the federal judge said that he's no longer a threat to society. An individual who tried to kill the president. The question is, why did he try to kill the president? I'm going to come back to the business plot in 23. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.